I'll jump in and jump out. I'm just getting home, so lots of complex topics here. When you're around organized amateur radio, as long as I've been, you see a lot of things come and go. And while hams do some things very well, there are some things that we do very poorly, and one of those things is lobby for ourselves and our own interests, because our own interests are ultimately the public's interest. Because of the very unique situation we're in to be able to provide a public infrastructure backup, and it's really one of the key reasons why we exist. A lot of the issues that I've been involved in over the years have been a result of personalities and personality conflicts. And as a former elected official, I can tell you that that is a huge problem, that people make decisions based on the occupant of an office as opposed to the statutory duties of the office. And the same thing applies in radio land, where people make decisions, even big agencies, counties, even the state, they will make decisions because of prior incidents, prior experience, good or bad. So the counties with the good experience tend to go further and spend more public money and expend more resources than the counties that have had bad experiences that go, those hams are a waste of our time. So you got to manage all of that. You got to do it from a personnel standpoint, from a human resources standpoint, and from a technical standpoint. And when you're a ham, you got to do it all for free on your own time with your own equipment. So, you know, again, stereotypes are bad in any direction. They're usually very inaccurate, but it's all we can do is do our best. So eyes here, my hot dogs are getting warm, so I gotta run. See y'all later, W8RPM.